Joining us this week on Focus on Arts, we have the gorgeous Wahine from Māori Land. We have Ma.
Kia ora.
Clara.
Kia ora.
And Ane.
Kia ora.
How are you all?
Really good.
Great.
We had a great conversation last time. We really, really enjoyed it. So I'm so thrilled to see you back in here again today. What are we going to talk about today, Clara?
Today, our focus will mainly be on the Kapiti Arts Trail, which is happening right now. Well, last weekend and the next weekend.
So for those of us listening, so we are broadcasting this on the weekend. So if you are at home, you need to get yourselves out and about to this, to the wonderful arts trail. So yeah, continue.
Yes, there's lots of things happening. And Toi Mataro has a lot going on as well, not just on the weekend, but throughout the weeks too.
Okay. For how long? Is there anything specific you want to talk about with regards to what's happening with you guys?
I guess the focus of our exhibition is Ki Kapiti, which focuses on artists within our region. I think Mark could probably explain a bit more about that.
Yeah, so the exhibition's titled Toi Mataro Ki Kapiti, and it references the Kapiti Arts Trail for 2023. The artists that we are promoting for this exhibition event are artists of Kapiti, of the three iwi of Ngāti Raukawa, Ngāti Tōra, Ngāti Ra, and Te Ati Awa. Also artists who live in the area or might not live in the area, artists that live away from their home, but Kapiti is still very much the area that they're connected to.
Okay.
We also have invitational artists from around Aotearoa, and we also have a few from Turtle Island, specifically in the New Mexico area.
So how many artists around about are we talking here?
Oh, I would easily say in excess of up to 80.
Yeah.
We've got 50 on the walls right now, but we're in excess of 80. It kind of moves.
It moves, yeah.
Quite a bit, sometimes up to over 100 that are selling works or supplying works to our gallery, yeah.
So when we're saying gallery, this is encompassing all different types of art, or is it just painted?
No. So the range is 2D media,
okay.
So paint, print. We've got a collection of digital print, lino print, woodcut print, sculpture, and lots of different materials. We have weaving, carving. We have a very large selection now of pounamu, that's specifically sourced from Kaitahu carvers with Kaitahu whakapapa. We have a lot of quite a big jewellery collection.
Nice.
For our wahine and tāne out there who love to accessorise or are looking for statement pieces. So a lot of silver work, some brass, copper pieces, muka. There is a growing muka adornment movement significantly from Ōtaki, made by Ōtaki weavers. Lots of different type of laser cut acrylic perspex designer jewellery.
Ceramics, natural fibres and natural materials, books.
And accessories leading up to Christmas as well. We've got, you know, wreaths and decorations for your table coming in. For the summertime, and yeah, lots of, you know, springy, summery items coming in just in time for summer.
So there's a lot of selection for, you know, yourselves, don't forget about yourselves, but also for, yeah, those upcoming gifts at Christmas time and for the new year. So it's a really great opportunity and a really good excuse.
Lots of gifting suggestions. I think it's the largest range we've had so far.
Wow.
Resin cast works. We have merch, so we've got some boutique t-shirts in stock from various artists. We have some beautiful collectible pieces, paintings by Darcy Nicholas. We have collectible Lightbox artworks.
What's
light works. So Jane Hakaraya, who is a sister of Libby's, is a industrial designer, so lighting and stage technician.
Wow.
And she has created a collectible collection for the Arts Trail, which I really urge people to come in and have a look. It's really breathtaking, her work. And also another sister, Sophie Hakaraya, she designs patchwork. So I think there's some definitely items that will bring some laughs about.
Okay, interesting.
Yes, so come and have a look at her brownie guide patches.
Okay.
her bro guide patches. We also have quite a few new artists. We have a selection of Toy Hall licensed artists, so Gabriel Bells, Israel Birch, he does beautiful resin polished work on stainless steel. Beautiful works. I really urge people to come and have a look for themselves and experience the kinds of works that Māori artists are creating these days. We have beautiful laser cut collection of Stars by Michael Tuffrey.
That'll be very handy, Matariki time.
Yes, he's got a new collection that he's introduced this year, so we're really proud to have some of those pieces in the gallery. Who else do we have in there? Oh, we have a range of Ōtaki artists, tutors, graduates, current students of Te Wānanga Raukawa, who work across whakaero, weaving, and some mixed media works. They've got a wonderful representation in the gallery. We have some contemporary textile design works as well by some of the artists, and I think some very contemporary style works too. So I'll get Clara to talk about the wonderful rangatahi that she's been working with and what they are showcasing.
Yeah, that'd be great to hear. Clara, tell us.
Yeah, so we have a few new artists join Toi Matara recently. Pikere, she's a new and upcoming emerging painter, multimedia, would you say? Yeah, she works with mainly sort of spray paint, acrylic paint, some textiles, and she creates these very expressive, colourful, emotive paintings that you'll see in the window of Toi Matara, and you'll also see in a few of the walls. We love Pikere. We think she's got something very special to share, and she's sort of being mentored by the Darcy Nicholas. So it's beautiful to see him uplift younger artists. And her sister, Waiwana, she is now making Pounamu earrings and Pounamu jewellery and bone as well, other things. She's kind of self-taught, but is making some really kind of eccentric, contemporary, jewellery, but using Pounamu. So
for those who don't know, what's Pounamu?
It's a very important stone to Māori people. Ma is wearing some beautiful Pounamu earrings right now, if you could see.
Did you have an exhibition of Pounamu recently?
No, but that's a good idea. We might have to write that one down.
Mm.
Not one specifically, but I would say that we showcase Pounamu in all our exhibitions and the artists that are working with Pounamu.
Is this what people would sometimes call a green stone?
Yes. Or jade, okay. New Zealand jade, which is Pounamu. I think the differentiation, that's really important, and I find many people that come into the gallery are always checking first about, is it Pounamu? Because we are aware that it's easy to mistake Pounamu for other stones or introduced jades.
Okay.
So that's where we pride ourselves about sourcing Pounamu from Kaitohu people, who whakapapa from that region, and it helps us authenticate our Pounamu.
Yeah, super important. That's why leading people to Māori land and to the gallery is super important, because then you know the authenticity of what you're purchasing. Though I wish people could see your earrings, because they are absolutely stunning, really stunning. Through that the stone, there's sort of some brown or some different texture through it as well that I've not seen before. Is this because I haven't seen proper Pounamu, or is this a particular design happening on your earrings?
I think in short, there is a lot of Pounamu that much of the world hasn't seen yet. Okay. That comes from Kaitahu. I had never seen. I'm still being blown away by the Pounamu that comes through our doors because it's unique. You know, you think you know what Pounamu looks like and then you realise that you don't. And that's why having special, like, strong, creating good relationships with those particular artists is important because they are the ones that carry the knowledge and able to share the information with us about what types of Pounamu they're working with, what the features are of particular Pounamu, because from that information we're then able to understand the great value that Pounamu holds, more than just the significance, but the value in the stories, because just the way that Pounamu is formed and developed over time, and then you get pieces like this, and you think, how's that possible?
Yeah, I'm looking at it thinking, has this been somehow...
It's in its
manufactured
natural form.
That way. I mean, it looks like someone has got both of those
and dipped them.
Yes,
they're, no.
They're well, really fantastic.
I think in the last drop that we had from Caleb Robinson, he was able to tell us that about half a dozen of the pieces he'd made came from one rock. But see, over time, the Pounamu merges with each other and you get this new formation of Pounamu. Wow. And so he got probably about four different types of Pounamu pieces from the one rock. So it's that, we call that whakapapa. So when you learn the whakapapa of that Pounamu, like the stories are amazing. Even the science, and I'm not a science person, but this is what I mean about those artists who know their whenua, they know their rivers, they know their places. And that's what makes the Pounamu more special and valuable.
Yeah.
And also more appreciative to the people that visit the gallery and who are looking for gifts, because primarily people seek out Pounamu to gift.
Yeah. Can I also ask about the necklace that you're wearing? Is that part of the stainless steel?
Or is this is sterling silver.
Oh, so sterling silver is beautiful.
Yes, I do love this piece. This is called Kotiate, and it's a piece made by one of our artists called Wendy Whitehead, who is from the East Coast region. And Wendy is a Toi Hall licensed artist who has been recognised for her skill, really, her excellence in skill. So she's a contemporary jeweller, and she specialises in natural materials, but metals, like precious metals. And a kotiate is a carved, well, we call them patu. It's a type of patu, which is a weapon.
I was going to say, it looks a little bit kind of like a couple of hooks. Well, that's what it looks like to me. It's obviously not hooks, but what sort of weapon is it? Or just...
So a kotiate, it's like a handheld weapon
okay. That
you would use in warfare. So she has these beautiful stories, whakapapa, that she writes about her pieces. So extensive research into weaponry.
Wow.
And then design something contemporary that carries the narrative of that history, of that whakapapa. And I suppose a lot of the artists, maybe our more senior artists, or those that are research-based artists, you'll learn this type of kōrero from in their work. That's how they present their work. So our job is to form those relationships, learn everything we can about them so that we can represent them really well and help those visiting us to understand what the expressions of the artist are.
So, I mean, that's super important because you could buy something that looks nice, right? But if you don't know the history behind it, it just becomes, oh, that's nice. But if you actually know the history behind the weaponry that, you know, that's been based on, and also where the stone is sourced from, where it comes from, all that meaning, it all becomes even more valuable, but it's also really educational as well. So you're able to pass that information on to those who purchase
that's
the items.
That's one of our primary goals as representatives of the artists, is to, you know, present them with our best foot forward, making sure that their voice is amplified in a positive way, but an authentic way, that it's truly in their voice through their work. And that's with some that, like, so we have one artist, another young artist who's a graduate now from Mass University in Wellington. She writes poetry for her work.
Nice.
Lots of different expressions. We have quite a few artists who are making short films, which is quite exciting.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they making short films about their work, about how they're...
What they've
doing.
Created,
yeah.
Their arts practice, their journey, the other artists that they collaborate with. You'll find a lot of Māori love and enjoy to collaborate.
Nice.
To work out of isolation into collaboration. And we kind of stand a lot stronger in a collective setting, and also that if you imagine that collective power that is generated from a collaboration, it's really, that's very powerful. So that's quite exciting to see artists moving into that space and becoming multi-disciplinary artists, not just specialising in one area. Now they're becoming more diverse.
So will some of that, do you think, end up in your series, when you have your season for short films? Do you think they'll end up there, or will they be part of another sort of exhibition that you can display?
Well, the film festival is a great time for practising artists who are experimenting or who are seriously honing into the film space to consider making art screening submissions to the Millennium Film Festival. It's not too late if there's anybody out there to make a submission. You've got till the 30th of November. So, get it together and just submit them.
Yeah.
I like to encourage more artists to, if they're thinking about it, then do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to ask Arne about all your social stuff. How's it all going with that? Because I know that you do a great job with interacting, and you need it these days. You need to be do you need to be on X, formerly known as Twitter, or certainly Instagram? Your website's amazing. Tell us some stories or some stats, or give us your lowdown of what's been happening.
We mainly use Instagram and Facebook, and then we've got our website.
Yeah.
But yeah, heaps of cool things happening. We've just introduced about, I don't know, quite a few different artists for our Toi Matariki Kapiti exhibition. And some are, artists that we've had in before, but a lot of them are also quite new as well. One of them is Mahi Pōtaka. He's a mixed media artist who's brought in, he's done canvases as well as pendants. And then we have Caleb Robinson, as Ma was speaking about, with New Ponamu as well, and a huge collection of different types of Ponamu too, and different designs as well, which has been pretty exciting. It's been fun just introducing all this new work and being able to see, what is it, the change from the exhibitions we've had throughout the year to one that's primarily based on Kapiti and coming from artists from the Kapiti region as well as others outside of this area as well. And also, I don't know, to me, this exhibition feels more lively, colourful. It's definitely bringing the spring and summer vibe, which I think is, I don't know, it makes you feel happy.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, it makes you feel warm, and it's a whole different feeling to, be able to represent artworks that bring out that type of feeling. So it's been fun,
and I'm enjoying it. Great fun. And I believe it feels like there's more as well. It just feels like we're getting bigger and better at representing each other and having our arms around each other and saying, hey, this is amazing. Let's just, let's share this with everyone. And it's so nice to hear you talk about it like that, because that should encourage even more people to get out there and have a look. and come and check it out. Just go to your website for a start to check it out. But you need to get there in person. I mean, some of this jewellery just sounds... I'm thinking about my wallet's getting emptier and emptier as I talk to you, which is great. That's what we want. We want to share. I want to get some Christmas presents myself.
Come.
Yeah, I will. I have to go and see you, Wahine, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you got anything else you want to share, Cara? You want to tell the listeners about? Apart from just get up there and
shout
check it
out some young rangatahi
yes.
Artists, Honey Osborne, young digital illustrator from Kapiti College. They make really beautiful portraits of mythological gods and goddesses, wow. Māori mythological gods and goddesses in like their own style. And they're very beautiful gifts for children or young people.
Yeah.
And Esther, shout out Esther. Esther is a printmaker that works with woodcuts, making beautiful kōwhai, natural, colourful prints. So, yeah, just a lot of new, young, fresh artists coming up on the scene, and it's very exciting.
That's really nice.
And I'm very proud of them. I feel like I'm their mentor. But
she is. She's being very humble about it, but Clara has taken up the wonderful role of nurturing and mentoring these young students who are still at school.
Yeah.
So Esther Moriri, she's at Otaki College, and just from the get-go, she's done really well. She her work is selling like hotcakes, and I think what's really lovely to see happen when a new artist so young comes in is that when their work sells straight off the bat, it really boosts their confidence. And because of that, it's encouraged you to keep going and to keep producing. And so it's allowed Clara the opportunity to guide her through that and help her, I think, refine her printmaking, her presentation.
I guess I wish I had someone like that when I was like making art as a young teenager. Like, you don't really think, is this worth it? Does anyone care? Should I do this? Like, yes, you should. That's always the answer. And I guess we're just here to nurture that and to uplift and inspire. And art is a really beautiful thing that brings people together, and anyone can do it. Our gallery doesn't discriminate. Like, we really do have a very wide variety and range that you might see yourself in some of the artists, some of the artworks. And I think I see myself in them, and I'm like, oh, I just want to help them out and show them that they're doing something good and doing something for themselves, which is the most important part. It's for a greater purpose, but it's also their own practice that they'll continue to develop and hopefully stick with us, and we get to proudly sort of say, oh, we've watched you grow. And I think that's what I love about that.
And it's super important, especially at that age. It can be tricky, right? And especially if you're a creative person, and maybe if you're listening to this and maybe you haven't got, I don't know, maybe you're struggling a little bit with your culture, or you don't feel like you're supported, well, this sounds like the perfect opportunity to go and speak to people at Māoridam, because you sound so supportive. And I understand what you're saying, that you wish you had someone around like that for you. You're only pretty young, right? Yeah. It's kind of cool. It's super cool that you can also see that, because it's not much space between generations. You know, it's very, you know, you need to fill that gap fairly quickly. So
that's right. That's the tuakana taina model. So I think what I've observed myself is that for people Esther's age, for example, when they see somebody that's not a lot older than them, they can see for themselves, oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
I think, but the other important point to make about mentoring the younger artist is that they get taken seriously.
Yeah.
You know, because then I've seen them come through the door and they're kind of like not sure.
Yeah.
A bit hesitant, and it's like, come on, bring it out. You know,
yeah, we're
show
just trying
what
to bring them out of their shells and, yeah, show them that we see something in it. We see something in it, and that's it's nice to hear that, and they react well to that. So
yeah,
it's cool.
That's very cool. Well, for those who don't know, where are you? What hours are you open? Are they both together, the gallery and Maoriland together? So if people find one or find the other, they'll find everything?
Yeah. Yes, you just have to find 68 Main Street, Ōtaki.
That's pretty easy.
We're in the CBD, opposite the library.
Yeah.
And our hours are 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock, Monday to Saturday. When we're not open, we've got our website, we've got Instagram, just look up Toi Matsuro. You can contact us through those platforms if you want to make an appointment out of ours. That's usually easily arranged.
Mm-hmm.
But in the weekend in particular, open Saturday, Sunday, and then, of course, Monday through to the following Saturday. So, no mai haramai.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.